producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Over there is Ken Kessler.
Good morning.
And we are issuing an APB, all points bulletin out for Doug Steffen. If you've seen him, please return him to the Good Day Show.
Oh, I hear him in the background.
Listen to him bumbling along.
Maybe did something fall off?
Thank God. Praise the Lord. What? Praise the Lord. We just issued an APB for the safe return of Doug Steffen, but apparently.
I was busy looking into the meaning of some of the goddesses from Egypt. So I was distracted. Okay.
You're in the toilet.
Goddesses of America include John.
I've already introduced us. Just go ahead.
Hi, let's go.
We've been here for hours.
8 past the hour. Here's a very interesting relationship between George Will and Bill O'Reilly, who at times seem like friends. They have a similar philosophy. George Will is perhaps a little bit more finite in his expressions when it comes to an intelligent look at the right side of thinking. Right, small r, or maybe a big r, but they have both written
what
and performed
happening inside your mouth right
extensively.
Now?
It was a grape that was stuck in the wrong place. I did. I lost complete track of the time, actually. I was reading this information about the goddess Sekhet in Egypt. I seem to have lost, for whatever the reason, the last couple of days since I found out that she was very important to Meredith. I've been reading about her and some of the other goddesses from Egypt, Isis included. So anyway, let's go back to George Will and Bill O'Reilly. O'Reilly's got a book out called Killing Reagan. It's about the former president, as you can imagine. And the suggestion has been made by O'Reilly that President Reagan may have been on occasion mentally incapable of serving as president. So he and George Will get into it, and this is an excerpt from that conversation.
So you write that my book is a no-facts zone. Let's talk about the facts. Fox News Hard News chief, Mike Clemente, you know, told us that you told him you would call me before the column was published. Did you call me?
No, and I didn't promise to call you. You have my phone number, and if you wanted to call me,
I couldn't care less about it. I didn't know what you were doing. Now, are you calling Mr. Clemente a liar?
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not. I'm saying either you've got it wrong. It would not be the first time you got something wrong.
Okay, I have it in writing from Mr. Clemente. So you're either saying Mr. Clemente, I'm not saying anything. I'm saying that our hard news chief said that you told him you would call me. Are you denying that tonight?
Do you want to talk about Bill Reilly or about Bill Reilly?
Okay, my name is O'Reilly. Do you want to deny that Clemente, do you want to say that he's not telling the truth?
I'm saying there was a misunderstanding.
Mr.
Clemente is a tremendously honest man.
Okay, good, because we have it in writing that you were supposed to call me, and you did not call me. And by writing a provocative column like this, you had an obligation as a journalist to do that. All right, page 245 in Killing Reagan is what your real beef is about. There's a meeting on March 2nd, 1987. The meeting was called by Howard Baker, then the new chief of staff for Ronald Reagan. Before the meeting took place, Howard Baker asked his assistant, James Cannon, to investigate Ronald Reagan, to investigate him. Are you denying any of that is true?
Of course not. You say that memo he wrote is the centerpiece of a book. It's a memo that you have never seen. It's a memo that you didn't even ask to try to see from the Reagan Library until after the book was in print. It's a memo that the Reagan Library doesn't have, and you should know it doesn't have, because the author was not a member of the White House staff.
Where is that memo?
It's probably in the papers of Mr. Cannon.
No, it's not.
Well, then I don't know where it is. But
do you deny the memo? Do you deny the memo was written?
Of course not. It was written. Okay. You learned about it, I presume, from Jane Meyer's book. Where in
no, there's
she
a number
says
of sources.
She did not repeat.
There's a number of sources
that the author of the memo went on to repudiate and deny the memo.
When did he?
Why does
let's keep going? This is interesting.
You want to listen to more of it?
Yes, I want to listen to more of it.
And who? No, not meeting Ronald Reagan. He repudiated it while he was in the White House under heavy pressure. Michael Deaver, do you know Michael Deaver? What are you laughing at, Will? You deny that he repudiated under heavy pressure? Do you deny that?
I deny that you know that he repudiated under heavy pressure.
Okay. You know who Michael Deaver is?
Of course.
Tell the audience who he is.
Deaver was a long-time assistant to Ronald Reagan.
Okay, here's a quote from Michael Deaver, all right? After a day and a half of briefings, but without seeing the president, they delivered to Baker a stunning report. He would have to be prepared at any time to invoke the 25th Amendment, which would remove a president if he was unfit to serve. The president, had concluded, was on the brink of being physically and mentally incapable of carrying out his responsibilities. Unquote. Michael Deaver, behind the scenes, that's a quote in his book. Do you deny that that happened?
The memo was presented to Howard Baker, who commissioned it.
Deal with Deaver, his close friend, as you just described. Deal with that. Explain that.
O'Reilly does not
but he's very thin-skinned. Will has much more respect in the educated journalist community than does O'Reilly. O'Reilly runs and is a fellow that has the ability to run and to present himself in a way that's entertaining. Mm-hmm. People like wrestling matches like that for whatever the reason. O'Reilly, I wouldn't say is a bully, but in this circumstance,
he sure sounded like it.
Sound like one. And I thought as I listened to him, I was listening in part, you could equate that to the sort of style that Donald Trump has assumed.
Donald Trump is more of a grenade thrower O'Reilly wants to challenge you. He wants somebody to engage with him.
Yeah.
But, you know,
George Will is getting older, and he sounds like he's...
He sounds old. And, you know, and the thing is, if I were Bill O'Reilly, and this were my book that he raked across over the coals, I would be a little ticked off, too. But interesting.
I wouldn't be. George Will is a very credible guy. And so the fact that he wrote about O'Reilly's book in his column is enough to be... I would think O'Reilly would have been happy about it because it caused more attention to his book. Now, of course, this does even more along that zone. But anyway,
books are very personal to people. They become like babies. And, you know, anytime someone insults you, especially if you're thin-skinned, which most people in this public light are, it's got to get to you. But I can't believe he was, like, challenging him about every little thing. Did you have that email?
The important thing here is, was Reagan mentally incapable of serving? I don't know that that question was ever answered, although there have been many suggestions that in the last year of his presidency, he had definitive signs of early onset dementia. And so, and that proved...
And even with dementia, he managed to be our best president in modern history, in my estimation.
Yeah, in your opinion, I think he was a good president. I think he made us feel good. I think he and Clinton had that together. For the most part, they shared that we felt good as Americans when Reagan was president and when Clinton was president, regardless of what other things they did or didn't do. But after that, we haven't been pleased with our country nor with our leadership, and that continues today. So for that reason, it's too bad we don't have some of that same starch around these days. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, and I continue to focus on some of the issues, whether they be real or made up. I can find some. I got an email. I'm going to take off on somebody in a minute on one of the emails that was sent to me this week. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings and beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles, like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All right. This is a free radio program, by the way. We have any protesters who want to make sure that we continue this free program? Where are the protesters?
Heck no, we won't go.
Oh, yeah, pretty lame. Jennifer Faust.
Pretty lame protester.
All right. So here's an email. I have lately been getting a lot of email. I don't know that I like it. I encourage people to send email, Doug@DougStefan.com or Jennifer@DougStefan.com, Ken@DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter@Good Day. So some of the personal stuff comes. I think you had a couple of shots at me this week from Facebook, didn't you, Kenny? This program is becoming too political.
Twitter, actually. But, yeah.
Twitter, okay. All right, so here's a lady who writes. Let me see if it's a lady. I think it is a lady, isn't it? Actually, anyway. This two-page memo, by the way. Two pages. The other day we were talking about homeless people and decrying the situation. I agree, the situation deserves some thought, some solutions. May I make a suggestion? I live in Anchorage. It would seem to me that we have an inordinate amount of homeless people here. Anchorage is a magnet for all the homeless from the many villages all over Alaska. The answer, as I see it, is education. Our schools need to teach a workable, thought-out philosophy of life. They need to teach successful human relations. I'm 81 years old, and I know I most certainly could have benefited from such eye-opening education myself, pointing out the good things of life require wisely directed efforts. That would be a good start. So what is wisdom? Wisdom is using knowledge with good judgment. It's asked, from where did you get your good judgment? From experience, this fellow says. From where did you get your experience? From bad judgment. The best learn from the experiences of others. This sort of fits into what I was talking about a few minutes ago, the past. You can't do anything about the past but learn from it. And I guess that this gentleman, although playing into, he has some nice things to say about the radio program, and he gets into some of the things that have to do with what ought to be taught in school, religion. But the bottom line is that we have a lot of things missing in our education now that we used to pay a lot of attention to. How does government run? How is life lived? All that stuff. We're so busy teaching for tests that we don't teach people about life and liberty and what those things entail, which is a very important part of how we understand how to live.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sometimes I forget how bad he used to sound. This is a pretty good example of that by himself. He was much better with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I think he was, anyway. Neil Young.
It's kind of like us. You know, you're better with me and with Ken. Or Kara.
Wow.
Come on. We need one of those every day. I just had to check the box.
Okay. You just reached your allotment.
I just checked the box. Go.
24 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. So there is attention being given to all of the Canadians who seem to be Americans. And in that list is Neil Young.
So North Canada's problem?
He was a, by the way, he was 70 years old this week, I think. Did we pay attention to that on the birthday list? I don't think we did, Kenny. Usually have a song or two from something like this. So we'll do that now, a little mini concert from Neil Young. Let's see, who else is known for being Canadian? North of us came Jim Carrey, Keanu Reeves, Rachel McAdams, Donald Sutherland, Kiefer Sutherland, Michael J. Fox, Mike Myers, William Shatner, Lauren Green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they were all Canadians. Let's see here. Shania Twain.
Okay. So you're a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
That don't impress me.
Great song.
Love it.
She's really very clever. Let's see here.
Still looks great.
Yeah, Marsha McLuhan, Pamela Anderson. Ben Masterson, who was a sheriff. Remember him from the early days? He was an early Canadian import. They call him Canucks. I'm not sure. That's kind of like a Yankee, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's not a bad. We tend to think of it as being bad. I think Canadians, it's kind of like using the N-word. Black people can do it and it's okay.
It is not. To call a Canadian a Canuck is not right. Like using the N-word. There is a hockey team.
They kind of fit. What? To begin to the name?
Could you imagine? Do the Nashville,
send those messages to Doug happened. At DougSteffen.com.
Would not happen.
All right,
boy,
so
those Redskins people would be like at the park.
Yeah, that's it. There we go. Let's see. We have Joni Mitchell also is a Canadian. I like her. Yeah, this is great. She seems to be doing better, by the way. She had a stroke, if I'm not mistaken. I think it may be a result of all of her extracurricular activities earlier in her life catches up with you after a while.
It happens.
Yeah, it sure does. So anyway. Well, I was trying to find out. That's what I just Googled Canuck. The origin of the world, origin of the word, referring not just to Canadians, but to French Canadians, became popular in the mid-1800s and may have come from the Hawaiian word,
aloha.
Kanaka, not aloha. K-A-N-A-K-A. What is it with you?
Doing her own show.
I know. Should we just check out and let her do the rest? She didn't even want to do it all by herself anyway.
No. Be no fun.
Anyway, fine. You'll notice that I left out Justin Bieber, that little worm. He's a Canadian, too. I just
Remember the petition to have him taken back expedited?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That would have been a good idea. Let's see. What else did I think about this? All right. I was just thinking about Neil Young and his appearance when we went to Farm Aid. I thought he was, like, basically pretty much out of it. But he did have a couple of good songs.
Is this a good song, Dougie?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Justin Bieber.
I don't like the fact that Justin Bieber is not a bad song. Oh, ha, 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 ha. You got me. Did you whisper? Was this?
I whispered.
Wait a minute,
Kara. This is Justin Bieber.
This
so that
is
you
some sort
hear
of collusion
sneaky.
Between you and Kara
super
to try
sneaky.
To make me look bad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can do that on my own very well. I don't need people to help me with that.
What about that Call Me Maybe girl? She's Canadian, isn't she?
Who's that?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. No.
Is she Canadian?
She's Canadian.
Too?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay. All right.
Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings.
Okay. Let's call a halt
for
this.
My cousin Gene Gardner.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Gene Gardner.
In the news, U.S. Soccer Federation gets serious about head injuries. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The U.S. Soccer Federation has new rules for heading the ball. That is, hitting the ball with your head to move it forward. All players under 10 are banned from heading the ball. 11 to 13-year-olds have new limits and how often they can't head the ball. And a medical professional, not the coach, decides if a player is concussed. Here's the thing. There's no question that multiple concussions cause brain damage. So I welcome the soccer fans' new rules and would welcome even more, like a total ban on heading the ball. DCOC advice, whatever sport you play or your child plays, take concussions seriously. Think sprained, swollen ankle. You wouldn't play in it, you'd rest it until the swelling goes down. Do the same for your brain. Remember, just because you can see what's happening in the brain because of your skull doesn't mean nothing's happening. And the brain, for most of us, is way more important than an ankle. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by AARP Credit Cards from Chase. Millions of Americans 50-plus don't know where their next meal will come from. Co-host of ABC's The Chew, Carla Hall, is working with AARP Credit Cards from Chase to help find solutions to this growing problem.
Some of my favorite holiday memories are made in the kitchen. But the holidays are about more than feeding your body. They're a time to feed your soul by helping those in need. While dining out, consider ordering a few extra sides and bringing a meal to a family in need. With every restaurant purchase made using the AARP credit card, Chase will donate 10 cents to AARP Foundation's Drive to End Hunger, a cause that provides much-needed assistance to the more than 10 million Americans aged 50-plus dealing with food insecurity.
Chase teamed up with Carla Hall to help raise awareness that hunger is a basic health issue. This year, Chase will donate up to $1 million to Drive to End Hunger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Steffen Bill of Fare with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here, monitoring what's going on in the world, around the world, here, there, and everywhere. A lot of focus this week on what's going on university campuses. We're going to have Aaron Morrison with us, who is a reporter covering the Yale protests. And not only that, there are protests everywhere now this week. There seems to be a lot of focus on what do we do with people who are in school, have big debt, costs a lot to go to the post-secondary educational institutions in our country. I know my alma mater, which is considered reasonable. We always had good price points. I think it was like $36,000, maybe $37,000 a year to go there.
For a year?
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Of course it's expensive. And this good. Is, there are a lot of these, the high-end universities, like the Trinity, which is called a potted ivory, the Ivy Leagues. This is a potted, did I say ivory? I meant potted ivy. There is $55,000 a year to go there. Some of these other institutions, Harvard, Yale, those places, I mean, it's like through the roof.
Wow.
And that's what a lot of these people may be complaining about.
I don't even want to tell you. I mean, I paid, when I was in college, which was not really that long ago, $1,000 a semester.
Yeah. Yeah.
12 units worth of load.
So, universities here dealing with internal social justice issues, free speech issues. There's a Canadian university, according to a story that we have trending at DougStefan.com today, implementing new rules to prevent the stifling of unpopular opinions. John Harris, who is the founder of Harris Institute in Toronto, drafted a new set of rules effective for this next semester in response to complaints about the use of language and topics being discussed in some of the classrooms at that facility. Students there, faculty there, requiring now they have to agree to comply with rules of civility, one of which threatens probation, even dismissal if you break the rule. If you shout down an opposing point of view, you're out. The news in Canada carrying the story about Mr. Harris saying he and his administrators agree there's no room for avoiding touchy subjects. This is a school that's basically a music school, by the way. We have courses that talk about hip-hop culture, rap culture. For some people, those are sensitive areas in terms of racism, sexism, and they are. They certainly are here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. You shouldn't have limits on what can be discussed, he said. It's undermining what a lot of people, including me, feel is the essence of post-secondary education. I believe that as well. I think you need to be able to express yourself, but why not be civil? Why do you have to be a jerk about it? I think because the news media is playing up people who are not respectful.
Well, and with the expression, too, Dougie, you have to have some tolerance. You have to know that not everything that people say is something that you agree with, and that you just have to deal with it. You know, you have to figure out how to take stuff that offends you without causing a huge problem for other people to have to deal with.
All right, so we seem to have taken some excerpts from various programs, and they all seem to be focused on the Fox network. We had O'Reilly having a fight with George Will in the last half hour. So let's listen to a portion of an interview that Neil Cavuto did here. I don't know whether you'd call this a confrontation or not. There's a discussion with a student who is one of the protesters, and it has to do with free education, free this, free that. And I'm not a fan of Cavuto's at all, frankly. But I think that this is an interesting, penetrating conversation. We'll listen to a bit of it here.
Even if you took all the money from the rich who you say are getting away with murder, and you took it all away, it wouldn't support one entitlement in this country for 3 years.
I don't believe that. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, I just don't. That sounds completely ludicrous to me.
Do you know that how much it will cost to mandate a $15 minimum wage across the country, to have everyone's student loan debt paid off, to pay for public college for everyone?
How much?
Do you have a rough idea on the cost of just the educational part, on the student loan part and the public college?
Yeah, absolutely. $1.3 trillion in student debt, that's just the beginning. And then billions and billions of dollars.
Do you know how much you get fully taxing the 1%? 100%.
I don't know. Is it close to the number, the $15 trillion spent to bail out the bank?
Hear what I'm saying, because I just want this to be a math reminder. $1 trillion, which would barely keep Medicare going for 3 years, that's one area. Even if we repositioned it to go into this area that you want, we don't have enough to do it. So you're going to have to find other means of getting money, right?
How do you grow up and think that it's okay? The answer to everything is tax the rich.
Mm-hmm.
In what atmosphere?
Get those one percenters.
Do you grow up and look around and see? Well, let's see. What do my parents do for a job?
Well,
what do I do for a job? Where do those jobs come from? What companies are there being seeded by the money that comes from the one percenters and the arrogance and the tone? It's good though. Listening to that makes me think more about that era of all of our lives. You went to college, Kenny went to college, I went to college, and how we, I'm using this term collectively, not to apply to you, Kenny, or Jennifer, or me, but in general, there was a tone when I was a kid, there was sort of a looking down the nose if you will, down the barrel of the sights on the people who didn't go to college. Like there was something different about them, something wrong with them, even though many of the people, we had a vocational school that was part of the high school, and now we have a vocational technical school that's a separate entity that serves four or five communities around where I live here in Framingham, and they turn out people who, on the average, make more money. For example, you go to a teacher's college. I keep making reference to Heidelberg, where I went, because it's the one I know the best. And it was basically a teaching school, teaching teachers how to teach. It was an educational institution aimed at getting at training teachers. So I remember once, and I don't remember when it was or on what occasion, we did an overview of what the average Heidelberg graduate was making. This probably was in the 80s. Maybe it was when I was on the Board of Trustees. I don't remember. We made a comparison between what the average teacher makes, not that this is right, but the average teacher versus the average plumber, the average electrician, not carpenters, because carpenters don't seem to get paid in the same league as plumbers and electricians. They're not thought to be as skilled. I don't know why, because I think it's a great skill. But anyway, plumbers and electricians were the focus versus a Heidelberg graduate that was teaching. On average, the electrician and the plumber made 14% more a year than the teacher did. Didn't go to college. There are two things that come out of that discussion. We don't value teachers enough, don't pay them enough. And there may be something to that. And then, you know, what is there that we don't see in touting what skilled labor is worth? Or having someone start their own business? Plumbers, most of the plumbers I know are in business for themselves. Most electricians I know, they don't work for a big company. They work for themselves. Same with carpenters. And they create good living. They normally have four or five assistants. And so they got a little business. They got a few people working for them. Isn't that what America is all about? It seems to me it is.
Yeah.
Not that we don't, again, value teachers because we become so specialized in how we educate. There's so many special needs, and we cater to that. And those people get paid a little bit more than the regular teachers. But shouldn't we be paying the regular teachers? Shouldn't we do the same with them as we do with police? Better training and better pay, and maybe not so many of them, and maybe more assistance to do the kind of crud work that teachers have to do in a lot of circumstances. I remember doing a lot of stuff that was just plain stupid when I was a teacher. And I wanted to teach more.
Reevaluation too. Maybe bonus structures where, you know, depending on how they do and pass it, how they teach every 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom was a teacher and would hate hearing me say this, but she herself admits that when teachers get close to retirement age, they're kind of exhausted. They're sick of the kids. They sort of dial it in a little bit. Not all, but
some.
And so why not have them meet a standard set of criteria and provide bonuses? I think that would be very
fair. The teaching experience I had in my life was one of the best experiences that I've had in my entire life, bar few, and it trained me to be better at most of the other things that I've done during the course of my life. And now we come from, my son is trained as a teacher, my daughter and her husband are profs at UCLA, Megan's and Brendan's mother was a teacher, and I was. And so there is something to be said for that as a part of what we instill in our children or in other people. We don't instill that value. Instead, we have these little twerps like that kid talking to Cavuto, and that the arrogance listening to her talk about what she basically deserves to have. I don't know. Let's carry this conversation on in a moment. Aaron Morrison, who's been reporting on the upset at Yale this week, we'll dig into that specifically. Just a few moments. Yeah, it's a couple of moments away here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
November 15th is America Recycles Day, a day dedicated to encouraging Americans to recycle. This year, Plastics Make It Possible encourages you to recycle more plastics. Across the country, most communities have plastics recycling programs, and a growing number of everyday plastics can be recycled. Here's Jennifer Killinger from Plastics Make It Possible with more.
Today, nearly every household has access to a plastics recycling program, so it's never been easier to recycle everyday plastic packaging. If we all do our part, we can prevent these plastics from being wasted and use them to make great new products.
In addition to curbside recycling programs for plastics such as drink bottles, yogurt containers, and milk jugs, you can recycle plastic bags and wraps at more than 18,000 participating grocery and retail stores across the nation. Bring your plastic bags from groceries, dry cleaning, bread, and produce, as well as those plastic wraps around products such as cases of water, napkins, and diapers. Just make sure they're clean and dry, and drop them in the storefront recycling bin. For more information on plastics recycling, visit PlasticsMakeItPossible.com.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
46. 6 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Aaron Morrison, who is a writer, most recently on the staff at the Record newspaper in northern New Jersey. He writes now for the IB Times, and he has written this week, quote, "A recent email from a Yale faculty member cited the right to free speech while defending students' choice to wear Halloween costumes that featured blackface or traditional American Indian headdresses. A controversy was sparked over whether those appearances should be tolerated on campus. There were apparently some racial tensions that existed there anyway, and so this made it worse, and one wonders why. Aaron, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you for having me.
All right. What's your experience? You a college kid?
I'm not, but when I was in college...
No, I mean, are you a college graduate? I should have asked it that way.
Oh, sure. Yes,
yeah, okay.
I attended San Francisco State University.
What was it like when you were a
California
student? Did you ever come into any circumstance where there were protests like this on the campus where you were?
Definitely. I think it's what we're seeing right now across the country is what's actually been happening for years, probably decades, at campuses where minority students are obviously not the majority. They're attending black students, Asian students, Hispanic students are attending schools that are majority white. And so there are some often culture clashes where students feel they are misunderstood or maligned because of their background.
Do you ever feel that way yourself?
I can't say that I felt that way in any memorable instance, but there were certainly some incidences on my campus that mirrored what has been going on, what we've seen in the last week.
All right, so what's the issue from your perspective as a reporter and as somebody who has been around? I mean, I've been talking, you may or may not have heard me, about my college experiences and the other people who are here, our college experiences. Frankly, I went to school in the Midwest, and we had some protests, but never anything like this. It just never got that hot. So I'm trying to figure out, you said they've been going on for a long time, and I agree with you there. So why the uproar now?
I think what we're seeing is in the last 3 years, social media really has changed the way people get messages out.
It's all social media, pretty much, isn't it? Things aren't different. It's just that more people seem to know about them, and maybe that's a good thing. Do you think?
I think that's a fair assessment, and what we're seeing, especially within the last year with the Black Lives Matter movement being as large as it's been, I think that is also impacting or influencing what is happening currently on the campuses that we're covering in the news.
Do you think it's just racial stuff? I mean, the news is full of what went on in Ferguson, for example. Missouri seems to be a hotbed of all of this sort of stuff, but here is Yale that's got a problem with it, and I guess that I wonder. I sound exasperated because I kind of am with all of this stuff, because we have so much to be thankful for in this country, and we pick at each other about stuff that is important, But the things that would be taken care of were there to be better education. Do you think I'm on left field with that comment?
No, I don't think so. I think there is a point to be made there. However, what at a very basic level, what these students, and these are not just black students or
no,
minorities.
Not at all.
They're white.
Right.
They have white allies who are joining them with on this. What they're saying is, look, at a basic level, we come to this school to study, and if we are subjected to racial slurs or some sort of intimidation or a general culture that says our background, our experience is less than or not as important as the experiences of the majority on campus, that's a major distraction. And that's not why someone goes to college. They go to college to enrich themselves. And so if I go to a campus and I feel like someone's just hurled a racist slur at me and I go to the administration and they do nothing about it, that is cause for some serious questions to pose to the administration.
That's more or less what's gone on more, I think, at the University of Missouri than even at Yale. All right, good perspective, Aaron. Thank you. We're happy to have met you. Aaron Morrison here on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Nobody will hire you.
Are you saying that nobody in New York will work with me?
Oh, no, that's too limited. Nobody in Hollywood wants to work with you either.
Something's telling me it might be you.
Movie is Tootsie.
I know it's going to disgust you, Michael, but a lot of people are in this business to make money.
Oh, don't make it like I'm some flake, George. I am in this business to make money, too.
Really?
Yes.
Harlem Theater for the Blind, Strindberg in the Park, the People's Workshop in Syracuse.
Okay, now wait a minute. I did 9 plays in 8 months up in Syracuse. I happened to get great reviews from the New York critics. Not that that's why I did it.
Of course not. God forbid you should lose your standing as a cult failure.
I'm just an untalented old has-been.
Oh, were you ever famous?
No.
Then how can you be a has-been?
Is that, he died last year. The voice, not Dustin Hoffman, but the big, tall Christopher Lee. Is that Christopher Lee?
No.
Can you remember?
No,
not.
Lee.
All right, Chuck Curry not here today. We're going to go through the three new movies that are coming out. That was Stephen Bishop, by the way. Movie music gets us started with movie moments. The movie was Tootsie, number one movie this week in 1982. And that, along with Stephen Bishop having his 64th birthday, gives us a good reason to go back in time. Speaking of going back in time, in a moment, a reflection on the movie Goodfellas here as Movie Moments continues on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All together now.
Okay. So the news this week focuses on that old mobster who, after his name was Vincent Asaro, he was tried, 80-year-old guy, tried for a heist that took place in 1978 that sort of was retold in Goodfellas. And if you need a reference to that, listen to this.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to f- amuse you. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
That's great life.
The bleeps. The bleeps make it.
It makes it so much better.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so that's from Goodfellas. This acquittal is a stunning defeat for the feds. They tried to tie this guy up to a $6 million holdup at the Lufthansa terminal at Kennedy Airport in the late 70s. And that sort of was part of the threat in Goodfellas. So I don't know whether I say good for him or not, but the government and all the money they spent, they still didn't get the guy. Amazing. Our thought for the day today comes from Gary Marshall, who's quite a prolific producer. Wouldn't you say, Kenny, in terms of what he did? How much movie versus television stuff did he do? Was he more known for television than movies, you think?
I think, well, the TV stuff like Happy Days, they're so iconic.
Yes. Right, exactly. But he discovered a lot of really people who become really big stars, frankly. So that's cool. His thought, it's always helpful to learn from your mistakes because then your mistakes seem worthwhile. Yes, amen to that. All right, what are the three new movies that are coming out this weekend?
The 33, Antonio Banderas.
That's like quite a good movie.
Yeah. In the movie about the 33 miners that were trapped underground for, I think, almost 3 months.
Yeah.
Love the Coopers, a Christmas movie with an all-star cast, Diane Keaton, John Goodman,
Ed
Helms.
Oh, right.
That looks really good. Yeah.
And then Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and By the Sea.
This was a stinker.
Takes place in the 70s, set in France. She's a dancer. He's a writer. They travel the country together.
Why?
They have a lot of...
Do they? Is that what the story is?
Yeah, I guess they made a lot of jokes about how many love scenes they had. So
She's so skinny, man.
Skinny girls need loving too, Dougie.
I suppose that's true. Skinny guys, skinny girls. There you go. All right, there's Movie Moments and then some.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.